This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson, and we're talking today about the great modern nightmare, nuclear disaster.
I have seven, correction, eight. That's eight red birds, 2 degrees past apogee.
Better get the old man down here.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
President Reagan got into some trouble for that crack. In the 1980s, a nuclear war seemed very, very possible.
Or something happened in this country that
marched all the way from the United Nations?
Yeah, so that to make sure there's no nuclear bombs and no World War III.
I can still remember when about 1 million anti-nuke protesters filled Central Park here in New York.
Everybody would die because the radiation would spread.
Exactly 25 years ago this month, about half of America, the largest TV audience at that time, tuned in to ABC to have the bejesus scared out of them.
What's going on?
Those are Minuteman missiles.
Like a test, sort of. Like a warning?
They're on their way to Russia.
The movie was called The Day After.
They take about 30 minutes to reach their target.
So do theirs, right?
It was us versus the Soviets. Mutual assured destruction. Jason Robards plays a doctor in Kansas City who escapes instant incineration only to face all the horrors of the day after.
Do you understand what's going on in this world?
According to Ronald Reagan's memoirs, that movie on TV left him, quote, greatly depressed and apparently encouraged him to negotiate a pivotal nuclear treaty with Gorbachev.
Over 300 missiles inbound now.
One of the places obliterated in the day after was Topeka, Kansas, which is where Studio 360 producer Derek John grew up. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Kurt.
So how old were you when you first saw The Day After?
Well, you know, the thing is, I was technically, I guess I was only 6 years old on the original broadcast in 1983. I can't necessarily say I remember seeing it then, but I know it was a movie that my parents would talk about. You know, it took place basically in my hometown. You know, University of Kansas is right there, Kansas City, which all gets blown to smithereens. And then for whatever reason, my ninth grade science teacher, Mrs. Hirsch, decided to take up a whole week's worth of class to show us that movie in our radiation unit.
So it was a science thing. It wasn't a liberal anti-war thing in Kansas.
No, my mother would have never allowed that. But no, you know, I still remember, though. I used to go to sleep at night and I sort of stack up my pillows in my bed and hunker down beside them, you know, pretending that they were like sandbags in a foxhole, and I could have sworn the Russians were going to burst in at any moment. And I don't know if it was The Day After or, you know, there are other movies from that era like War Games and Red Dawn, but I definitely grew up with a strong sense that we were the good guys and the Russians were the bad guys.
So as we were talking about this, you decided you would call up that ninth grade teacher of yours who traumatized you these years ago.
Yes, Mrs. Hirsch. I reached her. She's still in Kansas.
My name is Laura Hirsch, and I was Derek John's ninth grade empirical science teacher. So immediately, if you're a Kansan and you're watching The Day After, you're connecting with it, the images in the movie, because it's home. And then as the movie goes on, you know, and then there's a bomb, it's just like it's a different place. It ceases to feel like home to me.
Hmm. It's funny, I was mentioning to my mom, you know, who still lives back in Topeka with my dad.
Yeah.
And her first comment was, what was Mrs. Hirsch thinking?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
well, you know, actually, I think it's really important for high school students to be exposed to that movie. When we're doing our unit on radioactivity, I try to bring in as much information as I possibly can to just show kids the power of nuclear energy, because I have a sixth grade son, and he sometimes will make a comment like, well, we'll just drop a bomb, or we'll just do this. And kids sometimes say that, and they don't really understand exactly what that means. You know, as a little kid, we would ride our bikes out to the missile base. And I didn't even know what that meant, missile base. It was just, to me, a military base where we would ride our bikes out and then ride back home. And so the scene in the movie The Day After, when the family was living right next door, you know, to one of them taking off and the kids were out playing in the yard, I laughed because it reminded me so much of when I was a child.
Are your kids coming here right now?
And I just had really no idea what that all was and what that meant. And that's where education comes in and is pretty important. And so when you get to the very end, it goes, I believe, to black. And he's trying to communicate with someone outside of the area.
This is Joe Huxley. I'm broadcasting out of the science building at the University of Kansas. Is anybody there?
And I think that says a lot about what the movie's about. Is anybody out there really watching this and taking this in?
Well, you know, I definitely got the message and certainly left an impression on me.
Well, I am sorry if it, you know, if you've lost sleep or, you know, were really afraid that the Russians were coming to get you.
This is Lawrence.
That was not my intention at all.
This is Lawrence, Kansas. Is anybody there? Anybody at all?
Laura Hirsch is a former high school science teacher in Topeka, Kansas.